Te Leo Kapa Kapa, Māori Wit and Humour, is a new puka puka by Hona Black, and it brings to life many of the colourful phrases, jokes and spicy sayings in Te Leo Māori. Hona is, I'm assuming, still a senior lecturer at Te Pūtahi Ātoe, the School of Māori Knowledge at Massey University, and Te Leo Māori has been his first language. He's already written other books on metaphors and similes, but now a book on Māori humour. Hey, that's a mihi kia koe, no mai. Hona, tēnā koe, ko dai o tēnei. Hey.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Good on you. Good on, I'm good. I would have enjoyed reading the puka puka, but it's been nicked already, mate. That Kawe Ruse went away with it, and he's, you know, he's not a very funny guy, but he might be funnier next time I bump him. So good on you, Hona. It's a very interesting area here, and humour was such an important part of our oratory skills, and the best of our speakers utilise humour in wonderful ways on the marae out there. But I'm pleased that you, you know, have prioritised this side of Māori the way we are, and brought together some interesting and phrases and jokes, etc. You've deliberately made it bilingual. Explain that for a moment, please, Hona.
I just followed the format of the last book just to make it available to all people, really, to anyone who wants to learn Te Reo Māori, and just an attempt to kind of reposition humour as a central, you know, aspect of Te Reo Māori, because often it's something we tend to forget. You know, we focus a lot on particular structures, which is all good, but you know, it's also a really important part of Te Reo Māori to have a bit of humour in your kōrero. So yeah, that's the kind of reasoning I went for the bilingual approach, just so it's accessible to everyone. But also just not to mix it up in terms of not having Te Reo Māori on top and English below. But if you want to just read it solely in Te Reo Māori, you can do that. But if you want to see what it means in English as well, then that's available to you as well.
It's for learners of the realm, and I'm in that group myself. I marvel at the ability of our best speakers to derive full-hearted laughter from from those who understand real perhaps better than me. And to be honest, it's been something of a motivator to want to delve into the language more, so you too can enjoy the humour that our people are so renowned for.
Yeah, well, when I was doing a few interviews a little while ago, looking at families and how, you know, how can we encourage people to speak Te Reo Māori more often in Te Reo Māori, a lot of the feedback was that they really enjoyed the humour in Te Reo Māori. It's something that really you know, entices people towards the language. If you can make learning a bit more fun, then it just makes the journey a little bit more easier. And, you know, so yeah, it's that's another reason why I focus on that particular language, because I feel like it's a type of language that does entice learners to carry on.
How did you access these humorous sayings, jokes, quips, etc.? There's 130-odd phrases giving examples and suggestions for use, which is handy in itself too. But how did you come across these pieces?
They're just phrases I heard over time, over life pretty much. I always have my phone on me, and so if I hear something funny, I tend to just write it down and think, oh yeah, that's a pretty funny phrase. But a lot of them I just heard growing up. My dad and his siblings, they're pretty witty in terms of getting smart to each other all the time. So I grew up kind of listening to that language. So a lot of it is just from childhood. And then I just sat down and thought, okay, what are some of those phrases I heard growing up? And that's just a small snippet of them. There's, you know, we all know there's so many more out there. And a lot of them are quite specific to families as well, you know, inside jokes, et cetera, et cetera. But that's a start.
My colleague asked me to get some feedback from you, because one of the challenges is did you consciously keep it clean? Because our real Māori can seem slightly risque when it's translated into English.
Yeah, it was a hard thing to translate some of the things in Te Reo Māori, some of the phrases from Te Reo Māori into English, because I think what we consider clean is very different to what non-Māori consider clean. We're pretty open about talking particular parts of the body or things to do with things that in Western culture we don't really talk about. So at the beginning of the book, I kind of made a note to say, you know, how Māori view certain things. We don't consider those things dirty, so we're really open about it.
Which is a refreshing approach, I guess, the puritanical or Victorianism that's affected New Zealand society post-colonisation didn't exist pre. And so references to the Urenui or whatever the hell, you know, it's pretty commonplace in Tau Māori. Just give us one line and explain it to us as an illustration of the many phrases and witty asides that's contained in the book. What's one that stands out for you can share with our listeners this morning, Hona?
One thing I always heard growing up was kei te tiro te hea, and my dad always used to say that whenever we would ask him where something is. And basically in English it means up the hare's ass, the rabbit hare. And so, you know, those types of funny little phrases or even little kiwaha like oraho, you know, in English you'd probably, some people would translate that as your balls. But really it just means stuff for you in te reo Māori. So those types of little sayings that, you know, you just wouldn't really hear in English, but we always tend to say them in te reo Māori.
Tēnā koe. I don't hear the term kape kape so much. Can you share some whakaro about that?
Of what the word kape kape means?
Aye.
But kape kape is kind of similar to banter. It means essentially to get smart to someone or entice, or get smart to someone on the, you know, and you're wanting them to respond, etc., etc. So, yeah, te reo kape kape is just another word for being a smart aleck, smart ass.
Well, no, thanks very much. You got your eyes on another prize as well. I know that we're just publicising this, Puka Puka, which goes with your one about similes and metaphors. So what's next as you train your eyes on another Puka Puka going forward, brother?
I'm just taking a bit of a break at the moment, yes, but to be
continued.
Decided later, yeah.
Good on you, Hona. Thanks very much. I'm sorry I have to keep it a little brief today, but it's intriguing, the Puka Puka. It's out and about and available now to Horma, Te Reo Kape Kape, Māori Wit and Humour from Hona Black. Thanks for joining us on the show today, my friend. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe,
Hemi. Kia ora, Ngamahi. It's been a pleasure hosting the program today.